The Bayis Sheni, as much as it's identified with the glory that it did have, especially at the end, it's very much identified for the things it did not have. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, goes through five things that were missing in the Bayis Sheni that were there in the Bayis Rishon. Most notably is obviously the Arin. The Arin was not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Bayis Sheni, as well as the Tzinsenes, which is the mon. We had a Moshe Rabbeinu kept a jar of mon. The Yidden should always know and watch how the Eibishter, remember how the Eibishter took care of Bnei Yisrael. Anytime we wonder, how could it be we're going to be involved in Kedusha? How is the Eibishter going to protect us? And how are we going to have a Parnasa? We bring out the mon that they should see and understand. As well as the Mate Aaron, the staff of Aaron in the fight with Korach, that grew almonds and flowers, that everybody should know that Hu HaNivchar V'Hu HaKadosh, he was the chosen holy one. That was also hidden in the Bayis Sheni. As well as the Shemen HaMishcha, which is the anointing oil, which we anoint the Kelim, we anoint the Melochim, the kings. And then there was a fifth thing, and this is what we're going to focus on today, and that is the Urim V'Tumim. Now, let's hear the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Urim V'Tumim, which were in Bayis Sheni, they would not answer with Ruach HaKodesh. And you were not able to ask the Urim V'Tumim anything. So why did the Kohen Gadol wear the Urim V'Tumim? Says the Rambam, Ela lahashlim shmoyne begodim l'koyin gadol. That is, in order that the Kohen Gadol has to wear shmoyne begodim, he has to have all eight garments. Even though the Urim V'Tumim were not working, he still had to wear the choshen because he needs to wear all the eight garments. This is what the Rambam says. The Rambam's foremost critic, known as the Ravid, which the Ravid was actually a big mekubal. He lived for a long time in the city of Luniel, the Chachmei Luniel. The Ravid made it his mission to sharply critique the Rambam. Just to give you an idea why, the Rambam's Yahrzeit is coming up Friday. Why is it that the Ravid made it so, why does he sharply and so strongly critique the Rambam? Because he was very much afraid. The Rambam wrote in his Akdoma that all you have to do is learn the Chumash, learn my Sefarim, and that's it. You have the whole Torah Shebal Peh. The problem is that the Rambam does not write the Halachas B'Taimeyan. So someone can learn the Rambam, he doesn't know the reasons, and he could paskin wrong in other places. So the Ravid was very nervous that people are just going to learn the Rambam and not go back to the Gemara, and not go back to the Svaris. So he figured if he sharply criticizes the Rambam in certain halachas, so then people will realize that I have to learn more, I have to know the background. So his mission was more that people should learn Talmud Bavli and other things than to really fight with the Rambam, but he very strongly disagrees in many places. So too over here, he asks a very big question. He asks, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. The Rambam's making that the Urim V'Tumim is part of the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol. The Urim V'Tumim, as we understand it, is like a battery in a clock. The Choshen HaMishpat was a clock. It has the potential to be asked. It has the potential to light up. It has the potential, it has the shining oisius that could shine and give us answers. But it needs a battery in order to work. It needs an energy source. The way we understand it, most people, is that there was like a klaf that had the Eibishter's special name on it. And that was put into the folds of the choshen. That was the Urim V'Tumim. And that was the battery which allowed the choshen to operate. So whether or not they had the Urim V'Tumim, the battery is not part of the Choshen. So therefore, why does the Rambam say that the only reason why we had the Urim V'Tumim was to add up to 8 Begodim? It's not part of the 8 Begodim. Which is a very strong question. However, when you realize that there actually is a machloikis in essence about how the Choshen operated, you understand that it's not really a question. According to the Rambam, the Choshen itself is the Urim V'Tumim. It's not a clock, like a battery in a clock. The Choshen itself is the Urim V'Tumim. And therefore, when you say Choshen and when you say Urim V'Tumim, it's the same thing. There's no additional shame on the Feudish that's causing the light to brighten and to light up. Which we could understand the interesting machloikis, again between the Rambam and others. The Gemara says that when you would ask the Kohen Gadol the questions with the Urim V'Tumim, the Kohen Gadol would face the Shekhinah. That's what the Gemara says. Now Rashi says, what does it mean the Kohen Gadol would face the Shekhinah? Rashi says that he would face down. He would look at the Choshen. The Rambam says facing the Shekhinah meant he would face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He would face the Orin. Where is this machloikis coming from? Well, now that we explained that according to the Rambam, there was no additional Shema Mefoirish in the Choshen. If you have a Shema Mefoirish in the Choshen on you, so when you want to face the Shekhinah, you just look down. You already have a Shema Mefoirish, Mamash Ahelik Ezach, on your stomach. So the Rambam, the other Mefarshim would hold that all he had to do was look down. If he was facing the Shekhinah, facing the special Urim V'Tumim would be a good place to face. However, what if you hold that there was no Urim V'Tumim, there was no Shema Mefoirish in the clothing of the Choshen, in the folds of the Choshen, and now you're told to go face the Shekhinah? Where is the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah must be the Orin. The Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why, according to the Rambam, they actually faced the Arden, they faced the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And with this, we could understand also the answer to the other question of the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Ravid asks on the Rambam, V'lay Urim V'tumim V'ruach HaKodesh Shnei Dvarim Heim. The Ruach HaKodesh and Urim V'Tumim are two separate things. According to the Rambam, the Urim V'Tumim is the Choshen itself. And therefore, it's not two separate inyonim. But either way, whether or not you hold that the Urim V'Tumim was separate from the Choshen, or if you hold that the Urim V'Tumim is the Choshen, whichever way you go, they both agreed that it did not answer in Bayesheni. In Bayeshrishin, if you had a question, you would go to the Kohen Gadol, the Melech would go to the Kohen Gadol, and he would be able to interpret the answer that was given, whether it was the Oisius or Benevuah. But in Bayesheni, because the lesser level of Gili Elikus, the lesser level of Kedusha, so the Urim V'Tumim, the Choshen, did not answer. And this is one of the Chamisha Dvarim, the five things which were missing in the Bayis Shem.